You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast for Friday, January 15th, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from gangrenenation.com. And if this is your first time listening to Locked On Jets, know that this is a daily podcast. We post new episodes each day, Monday through Friday, through the regular season and most of the off season. And if you are just joining us for the first time today, you picked a very good day. Because over the last few years, we have had many, many unhappy episodes of the Locked On Jets podcast. And today we are going to have a very happy episode of this show. And I think I speak for most of the Jets fan base when I say this is what it's supposed to feel like when you hire a head coach. If you missed the news, if you have not heard yet, the Jets have their new head coach. News broke late Thursday night that the team agreed to terms with San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh to become the next head coach of the Jets. He will replace Adam Gase after an unsuccessful two-year run as head coach. This is what it's supposed to feel like. The offseason after you hire a new head coach is supposed to be full of optimism. You're supposed to feel like there's a real chance your team is moving in the right direction. That was the opposite of how we felt 2 years ago. If you give a fan base even the slightest reason to be optimistic about a head coaching hire, they will take it. And they'll be excited all offseason. They will dream about how great the hire is going to be. 2 years ago, the Jets gave its fan base no reason for optimism. They hired a head coach who had just been fired after a failed stint with a division rival that we had just seen. It was a totally illogical move, and it kind of destroyed that exciting period because you spent the entire offseason either dreading what was to come or trying to talk yourself into it when you knew it really was not going to go well. And that's the opposite, I think, of how Jets fans will feel today. And rightly so. And I will throw out the caveat that introductory press conferences really do not matter. But I don't think there could be a bigger difference in the fan reaction to Adam Gase's introductory press conference and what we will see from Robert Saleh in the next few days. And if you've never seen Robert Saleh speak, just remember this as you are watching that press conference. Because you are going to be so fired up by this guy. This guy is a natural in front of the media. I may have to tell you to calm down a little bit because you're going to be so fired. This guy will get you so fired up for the future that is to come for the New York Jets franchise. And at this point in time, whenever you hire a coordinator, I'm past the point where I can make guarantees that somebody's going to be great. The last time I really wanted the Jets to hire a head coach, it was 5 years ago when they hired Todd Bowles, and we all saw how that went. So really at this point, I've given up trying to figure out whether a coach is going to be great, whether a coach is going to be terrible. I tend to be a wait-and-see kind of person on that. All I want to see are reasons that I can believe that this guy is going to work out. And I see a lot of reasons to believe Robert Saleh could work out and could be a good hire. And I talked about this on yesterday's podcast. I felt like some of the reactions to Saleh leaving town the other day without a contract were probably overreactions. A lot of people were upset about that. But this goes back to something I've been thinking about over the last few hours since the Jets made the announcement of their head coaching hire. I don't know whether this is going to work out, but I do know that it's going to be very difficult to criticize the process. I think ultimately it was a good process, and that is a stark contrast to 2 years ago. The Jets did not end up with Adam Gase by accident. They had a disastrous process that began with keeping Mike Maccagnan when he should have been fired, which certainly did not help matters with candidates. Maccagnan then made illogical demands. He essentially made keeping hiring Greg Williams as a defensive coordinator a condition of taking the job, which drove away some candidates. So with all of these obstacles the Jets put on the job 2 years ago, it was almost inevitable you'd end up with somebody like Adam Gase, because anybody who was good was not going to take the job with those conditions. It's very different this time. This was a thorough search. And by the way, 2 years ago, I remember after Gase was hired, people were asking me, who did you want them to hire? And I was not enthusiastic at all about many of those candidates. I thought it was a pretty weak list of candidates. I did not feel that way this time. I'm excited about Salah. I would be excited about almost anybody that the Jets interviewed. They interviewed 9 candidates, and I felt all 9 of them had their good points. Does not mean all 9 of them would have succeeded. Doesn't mean all 9 of them are going to be good head coaches. Most of the candidates were coordinators who are kind of projections. But ultimately, this process was good. It sounds like, and we did not see this, but it sounds like behind the scenes, Joe Douglas was empowered to find the right leader for the franchise. This was not like 2 years ago where Christopher Johnson, who was a new owner who really had no experience running a coaching search, sounded like he was running points. This is not a situation where you bring in Charlie Casserly in 2015 and Charlie Casserly hires his friend as general manager. This is not like 2013 where the Jets hired a guy outside the league to run their general manager search in Jed Hughes. They hired Joe Douglas. You know, they hired Joe Douglas a couple years ago, and they let Joe Douglas do his job. That's what it sounds like. And I know process is not everything, but I go back to 2 years ago. Process does matter, because process either increases or decreases the odds you will be successful. And I think for a search for a major job the Jets are trying to fill, this was about as good of a process. Again, from afar, I'm not there in person. I did not see the day-to-day interactions. And I have to admit, at the time, I missed some of the flaws of the Charlie Casserly search. I was praising the Jets at the time. I missed some of the flaws in the search in 2013 where they hired the outside consulting firm. So I do have to admit that. At the time, I praised the Jets more than I should have. It was only after the fact that I realized that those processes left something to be desired. But in comparison to any recent Jets search, I have to say I'm pleased right now. If you asked me at the outset of this search, and you can go back and listen to the episodes from, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, what I wanted was for Joe Douglas to be in control. That's the reason Christopher Johnson brought in Joe Douglas. The Jets needed to trust Joe Douglas. And by all accounts, this was Joe Douglas's search. He was allowed, he was empowered to find the person he thought was the right guy for the job. And while there are never any guarantees when you hire somebody, especially a coordinator, it's always a difficult task to move to the head job. I think that there's a lot of reason for optimism about this hire. If you look at his track record, if you look at the recommendations he comes with, and again, if you look at the process that at least from afar appears to be very thorough, you like what you see. It feels good for the first time in a while. It feels good to be a Jets fan. It feels like the team is on a good path. It feels like there's reason to be optimistic to be a Jets fan. And it feels like maybe we will have a different tone going forward here on the Locked On Jets podcast. Over the last few years, it's been difficult to follow this team. It's been difficult to talk about this team. It's probably been difficult to listen to many of the criticisms that I've laid out of this team. You may have agreed with many of them. It feels like things are moving in the right direction. And at the very least, this year, unlike 2 years ago, this year we're going to have an offseason full of excitement where we're going to feel like this team is moving in the right direction. Robert Saleh may have been the best hire the Jets could make for their head coaching job, and Built Bar is the most delicious protein bar you can buy. The improved Built Bar is even more delicious. There are 18 amazing flavors, 6 new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp to go with the 12 original flavors. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. They're also very delicious. These are good tasting bars. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Peanut butter has 19 grams protein, 180 calories, 5 grams sugar, 5 grams net carbs. Cookies and cream has 17 grams protein, 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON. It's one word, LOCKEDON, no space, for 20% off at BuiltBar, BuiltBar.com. 2020 is over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. And if you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. Today here on Locked On Jets, we are talking about Robert Saleh, the new head coach of the New York Jets. News broke late last night that the team and the former 49ers defensive coordinator have agreed to terms to bring him to New York to replace Adam Gase. And over the last few days, as Saleh became the front runner for the job, there were a few rumors about his potential coaching staff. Last night, Adam Schefter tweeted out that it's likely Mike LaFleur will be coming to the Jets as their offensive coordinator. LaFleur has worked with Saleh on the 49ers staff. He's been the passing game coordinator the last two seasons. Prior to that, he was the 49ers receivers coach. And he's the brother of Matt LaFleur, the Green Bay Packers head coach. In fact, Matt LaFleur, who is the Packers head coach, was the best man at Saleh's wedding. So that shows you the tightness between Saleh and LaFleur. It sounds like Mike LaFleur, who is the 49ers offensive coordinator, will be coming to the Jets as the Jets offensive coordinator. And this was one of the things that I think was intriguing about Saleh, is that he's got a great defensive mind. And whenever you're bringing over a coordinator, the question is, how effective of a staff can he hire on the other side of the ball? For Saleh, he had an advantage because he's on the 49ers, which is a team full of bright, young offensive minds. And he has a good relationship again with Mike LaFleur, so it sounds like that's the new Jets offensive coordinator. I think that's the kind of hire you want. You want somebody who's got fresh ideas, somebody off the Shanahan coaching tree. That's where the cutting edge of offense is in the NFL. This is exactly the kind of guy you want running the offense. Now, there's the common criticism of hiring a defensive coach. Jets may have a young quarterback next year, probably will, whether it is Sam Darnold or somebody else, and we'll talk plenty about the quarterback situation in the days and weeks ahead. I haven't really talked about the quarterback situation much so far this offseason because I felt like we needed to find out who the coach was going to be before we get into that. But in any event, the Jets are going to have a young quarterback, so the criticism always comes up. Well, what happens if the offensive coordinator gets hired as a head coach? Then what do you do? And the answer, of course, is you just find another coordinator. That's a problem you should be happy to have. You're lucky if other teams want to hire your assistants as their head coaches. And if that happens, the Jets will be able to find somebody new. Saleh is well connected in the league. He'll be able to find the next quality offensive assistant. And here's the other thing, is that, and this is an ideal world, I'm not saying this is necessarily going to happen, but in the event the Jets lose an offensive coordinator because he gets a head coaching job, that makes the position easier to fill because people start to notice this. They start to see, hey, you know, I want to be a head coach in this league. The young hot names on the offensive side of the ball, they'll see, you know, I want to be a head coach in this league. If I go to take that Jets coordinator job, that's a pathway to becoming a head coach. It becomes much easier to fill. Ultimately, though, that we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here. What I wanted on the offensive side of the ball, what we have not had here the last couple of years with Gase and Loggins, and before that, Jeremy Bates, somebody on the cutting edge of offenses, somebody who's young, who has fresh ideas. That's what we're getting here. Now, it's not clear who Sal is going to hire on the defensive side of the ball. There was a rumor a couple days ago that he was targeting Gus Bradley, who was the former Jaguars head coach, former Chargers defensive coordinator. If you go back, he was the Seahawks defensive coordinator in the early Legion of Boom days, and that's where he and Saleh first connected. Saleh spent some time as a quality control coach in Seattle early in the Pete Carroll days. Then he went and worked under Bradley when Bradley was a defensive coordinator in Jacksonville. And I'll say, I'm not the biggest Gus Bradley fan in the world. And by the way, Bradley's not, it's not going to happen because Bradley was hired by the Raiders. So that's not, that rumor proved to not be accurate. But I liked the idea that Saleh was going to target a guy like that. Because that's a guy who, first of all, is a former head coach. And I think it will help him as a first-time head coach to have somebody who's a former head coach on your staff. Somebody who can be a sounding board. Somebody who can talk to you about some of the pitfalls that exist for a first-time head coach. Somebody with experience who can relate to him. I also like the fact that Bradley's a fairly big name. And Saleh, of course, is a defensive guy. It shows he's not going to be afraid to bring in a big name and delegate the defensive side of the ball. You know, he's not necessarily going to micromanage his side of the ball. And that goes back to one of the things that's come out from reports about this interview process. We know Saleh has a defensive background, and again, I'm not in the interview, so I cannot say this with authority, but it sounds like one of the reasons he impressed the Jets is he came with a plan for the entire team. He's not just going to focus on defense. It sounds like he wants to be the coach of the entire team, and a couple weeks ago, you heard Christopher Johnson talk about it. The Jets learned from the Adam Gase experience, where Gase was only focused on the offense. And while there were much bigger issues with the team, you did see that come into play as something that hurt the Jets, most notably in the game against the Raiders this year, when Greg Williams called his zero blitz in the final seconds of the fourth quarter, and Gase had no idea what was going on. The head coach, whose job in that situation is to call off a crazy blitz call, had no idea what was going on, and it ended up hurting the team. You want somebody who's in control of everything. And by all accounts, it sounds like that's what Saleh is going to be. And if you were asking me an ideal staff for Saleh, it would be, again, a young assistant on the offensive side of the ball, who is exposed to cutting-edge ideas, is always trying to push the boundaries on offense, a steady hand on defense who he can delegate to. We know it sounds like he's going to get that on offense. It's not clear who he's going to hire on defense yet. And to be clear, I'm not going to criticize him if he goes with a younger guy on defense, because a younger guy might be the right hire. But I like what I've heard so far about this coaching staff he's going to build out. This sounds a lot better than Loggins on offense. I'll say that much. We are coming up on divisional weekend in the NFL, and there's only one place that has you covered, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code. It's LOCKEDON, one word, no space, LOCKEDON. To receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Looking for your best bets heading into the weekend's NFL action? Listen to Locked On NFL every Friday as your boy Q and Bo Brock are joined by a betting expert and analyst from the Action Network. Get your full weekend preview and Sunday six-pack of winning bets every Friday on Locked On NFL. Subscribe to Locked On NFL wherever you get your podcasts. And on today's episode of Locked On Jets, we are talking about a head coaching hire. Robert Saleh, the former defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers, is Adam Gase's replacement as head coach of the New York Jets. And the mood around the Jets fan base today, I think, is much happier than it was yesterday. Yesterday, people were panicked because the Jets let Saleh leave without hiring him. The Jets conducted their second interview with Saleh, and people thought, because there was some media buzz that things were progressing, people thought it would end in the hiring. And when Saleh left town, people assumed that that was it, that the Jets had lost their opportunity with him. Well, I think in retrospect, what the Jets were doing was being thorough, because they brought Arthur Smith in for a second interview. Arthur Smith, of course, being the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans. And even though they liked Saleh better, probably, they felt that Smith was impressive enough that they wanted to at least give him one more chance just to be sure. That's being thorough. That was not letting Saleh leave and losing him forever. I mean, for the doomsday scenario to have happened for the Jets, what would have needed to happen was for Saleh to accept a job during the day on Thursday, tell the Jets, I don't care, I'm not listening to your offer anymore, go somewhere else, win Super Bowls, and the Jets to make a terrible hire. Now, for all of those things to happen, it seems like the odds were not very good of that. But I guess after the last couple of years the Jets have had, maybe some fans were expecting the worst. Ultimately, though, I think it's a good process. I think it's good that the Jets did not rush into this. 24 hours was never going to cost the Jets Robert Saleh. They just wanted to make absolutely certain that he was their guy. It's not like the Jets were indecisive. They brought in one extra candidate for a second-round interview. It's not like they interviewed all nine people a second time. It's one thing if you're just trying to avoid a decision, if you can't make a decision. What happened here was that the Jets seemed like they were leaning in one direction, but they wanted to make absolutely certain that they weren't missing something with Smith. And I think ultimately this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. We don't know whether Robert Saleh is ultimately going to be successful as head coach of the New York Jets. But what I can say is, no matter what happens from this point forward, it's very difficult to fault the process with which he was hired, at least as far as we know. And that's a big step in the right direction. Process does not guarantee success, but it makes it a lot more likely. 2 years ago, we had a horrible process, and that, above anything else, is the reason that you ended up with a horrible hire. Things feel different this time. You're probably excited, and you should be right now. Again, no guarantees for the future. Always a transition for a coordinator. Always a bit of a projection, but plenty of reason to be excited for the New York Jets. Anyway, that's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And if you enjoy Locked On Jets, subscribe to it where podcasts are found. We will deliver new episodes to you each morning as they are posted. And also, if you enjoy this podcast, leave it a good review. I hope you have a great weekend, everybody. I hope you enjoy the divisional games. For whatever it's worth, my picks this weekend are Baltimore, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Kansas City. Hope you enjoy those games, and we'll be back on Monday to talk more Jets.